today, Diane Rehm wraps up a public radio career that spans more than four decades and 22,000 episodes. Her talk show has originated at Washington, D.C.'s WAMU and is heard by almost 3 million people across the nation on NPR stations. Yet, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the Diane Rehm Show almost did not get off the ground.
Diane Rehm started as a host with a program aimed at homemakers. Several years later, Rehm informed her boss that she had other plans.
I'm bored. I'm really bored. Unless I can change this show and do politics, do science, do medicine, do everything that's happening in the world, I'm out of here.
So you leaned in hard.
You bet. I said, I'm bored and I'm going to leave. He listened and he said, you're right.
Reformatted and rebranded as the Diane Rehm Show, it became a place for policies to get dissected and politicians to get tested. Last year, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley experienced Rehm's steely civility as he called in from a cell phone en route to the studio.
Governor O'Malley, I must say I'm somewhat surprised that you could not make it here in time as you had promised to.
Diane, you can't believe every promise every politician makes.
O'Malley, in the early stages of his Democratic presidential campaign, then apologized profusely. Rehm did not relent.
And I do expect guests to live up to their promises.
A low point for Rehm also occurred last year during election season. Relying on fabricated internet reports, she asked Bernie Sanders about his supposed dual American and Israeli citizenship. Only, he doesn't have dual citizenship. She calls that a chief regret over decades of broadcasting. Rehm's presence on the air has always been distinctive, her inflection and pitch greatly affected by a neurological voice disorder that threatened her livelihood. It's called spasmodic dysphonia.
It sends an incorrect message to the vocal cords, and I become strangled.
Treatment requires a Botox injection into those vocal cords several times a year. The first time Rehm received the treatment, she says she thought her career was over.
People were so kind and so welcoming. Now, I'm not saying everybody was, because I have the feeling there were a ton of people who said, what in God's name is this woman doing on radio?
Among her most frequent non-political guests were the actor and singer Julie Andrews, the author Isabella Allende, and the poet Maya Angelou, who stopped a conversation about her book with this.
I like you so much, Diane Rehm, and so does your audience.
This interview took place in 2013. It was their final conversation.
You are the kind of best friend everybody would like to have. You're honest, you're direct, and you're not brutal.
Rehm signs off the air today to be succeeded by Joshua Johnson. Yet, Rehm's voice won't disappear. She says she's only listened to a single podcast once, but she intends to start a podcast of her own, also for WAMU. David Folkenflik, NPR News.